Human rights abuses are on the rise in France as authorities won't help Muslims build more mosques. Meanwhile, officials continue to vilify Muslim prayers on the streets. Ramin Mazahari has more.
French Interior Minister Claude Guéant has continued his assault on Islam by saying that he intends to ban prayer in the street. It's the latest in a series of comments which many have considered to be discriminatory.
The unfortunate situation of Muslims praying in the street continues to be exploited by the right. It's always the same. Mr. Guéant makes hysterical gesticulations because he is trying to create fear in France.
What many French people may not realize is that these outdoor prayers, as with any public gathering in France, always receive government approval beforehand.
Donc voici l'hypocrisie.
Here we have the hypocrisy of the French right. On one side, they authorize prayer in the street, and on the other side, they say, look, French people, Muslims are taking over our streets, and speak of invasion.
Cairo is the city of 1,000 minarets, but Paris is the city of one minaret, despite the fact that France has the largest Muslim population in Europe. The lack of mosque space forces Muslims to conduct their Friday prayers in the street, but only in a dozen or so places in all of France.
If we are praying in the street, it's because we have no other choice. We are using what we have, and that's the street.
French politicians continually invoke the country's 1905 secularism law to explain why the state cannot give financial assistance to build more mosques for their tax-paying citizens.
La population française de 1905...
The French population of 1905 is no longer the same population as 2011. They have to look change in the face.
Donc chaque commune devrait avoir une.
Each neighborhood with many Muslims needs a mosque. Why should we have to go so far to pray? I'm coming here from the suburbs.
But even when they have the money, Muslims continually allege that right-wing mayors refuse construction permits and keep land in the hands of the municipalities to prevent the creation of mosques.
This is an illegal practice which discriminates against Muslims and effectively puts the brakes on construction of new mosques. This practice is scandalous and discriminatory.
It's said that France has 2,000 mosques nationwide, but the overwhelming majority of these are actually small prayer rooms. Just one large mosque is currently under construction in Paris, and most say it still won't be enough. The French media often portrays these Muslims praying in the street as engaging in some type of provocative act, but the fact is they'd rather be inside in a mosque. Analysts say that any lasting solution is going to require concessions from both the Muslim community and the state. But what won't solve the problem is inflammatory rhetoric from politicians. Ramin Mazahari, Press TV, Paris.